Green Oasis with Abdul Karim.
Green Oasis,
where every leaf tells us a story.
And now to the star of the show, the Arabian leopard, extinct in the UAE and endangered in the Arabian Peninsula. This leopard here is 9 years old and was bred and born here in the Wildlife Center. Since the start of the breeding program, 45 Arabian leopards have been born at the Arabian Wildlife Center. And now they're also sent across the world at different research centers to support a healthy genetics. And then you have the Borneo camphor. It has been mentioned in the Holy Quran that indeed the righteous will drink from a cup with a mixture of kafur. Now, this tree, the entire plant, can be used to treat issues such as headache, even cough, and even epilepsy. I'd like to share another interesting fact with all of you. Now, the camels, we've all known them to be the ship of the desert. Well, one particular assumption is that they're known as that because their ability to store water is quite remarkable. Well, that's not the only reason. It's because these camels have a very, very effective way of conquering the sand dunes, apart from being a great mode of transportation, thanks to their inverted knees. Now, this allows the camel to move their legs on each side together. This way, they are very efficiently able to conquer the sand dunes. Really interesting fact, isn't it? Now, when it comes to the storage of water, the Arabian tar can hold water for the longest. Now we're inside the Cretaceous jungle, where dinosaurs lived before they faced extinction. Now, there are various theories to suggest what might have happened and caused the extinction, but the most popular one and widely known is that there was a huge asteroid impact that caused climate change and was very difficult for them to adapt to. And up next, we have the Gordon's wildcat. They're stealthy animals. They move slowly and silently. And they also follow their prey by listening. They also get most of their food from water. Thanks to their nocturnal activity, they avoid losing excess water that they would normally lose during warmer environments. Up next is the Desert Imagination Hall. Personally, it is my favorite section. The reason being, it gives you an immersive experience about life in the desert. Firstly, it talks to you about the camels and how they were the primary source of transportation for the Bedouins from moving from one place to another. Then it talks to you about the qualities of the desert's sand dunes. And then about the desert sky, how they were pretty much like a compass for all the Bedouins to move and find their directions. And then it also gives you some information about the Bedouin tent, the materials used, and why and how they were able to withstand the conditions of the desert. It is worth mentioning to our viewers that most of the UAE was covered underwater. So that's why the center will show you some fossils of marine organisms that lived in shallow seas many years ago, which covered most parts of the UAE. There are two important archaeological centers that are located at this center, which gives you and adds to our knowledge of human habitation that is as old as 125,000 years. So all of this led to the Holocene period that is now today. And this is how we normally know our global map to be. But you must be wondering, what was this period of 93 million years ago got to do with me? Well, the answer lies in the fact that the tectonic plate movements haven't stopped. We see the black winged stilt, which is a year-long resident at Wasith. And a very cool thing about them is that during the non-breeding season, hundreds of them fly in from Western Asia to this important wintering ground. But that is actually not the interesting part. When they approach, they warn each other with a continuous high-pitched sound that would be very funny to imitate, but I won't be doing that. This bird is in fact also used in the logo of the Wasith Wetland Centre. I wonder why too. Well, we're going to be asking our guide Jawahar Al-Khos once again, why is the black-winged stilt used as a logo of the centre?
Well, a long time before the center was established, this area was used as a waste dump, but it was noticed that there is a type of birds that is visiting the area, and it turned out to be the black-winged stilt. So technically, it is the first resident of the center, and because of it, they discovered that this land had rich soil and it can be planted. In fact, it took a long time and went through several stages until it became the center you see today.
It's now time to talk about the unique mangrove tree. They're a very uniquely adapted plant species. Why? Well, because they thrive in salt water. Now, comparing it to other trees, they do not survive in saturated or salty conditions. And as per the flowers of a mangrove tree, they bloom bright yellow flowers during the early summer. And in terms of its seeds, the seed pods germinate while still on the tree, and they're ready to take root as soon as they drop. Urchins and sea stars do not swim. Instead, when searching for a food or a mate, they are carried by hundreds of tube-like feet that move in synchrony, propelling them forward across the seafloor. Now, we know both the sea urchins and the sea stars have their mouth facing the seafloor, but how do they defend themselves when it comes to a possible attack? Well, we're kindly joined by our tour guide today, Khalifa Al-Gaidi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you. Can you talk to us a little bit about how the sea urchins and the sea stars defend themselves?
Well, all the sea star and urchins have extraordinary mechanisms of even if they lose a limb, they can recover sometimes from a single remaining arm.
So we just learned about their movement and also their defense mechanism. But it's very interesting to know that both the sea urchins as well as the sea stars don't have a brain. And now we know that a group of fish is called a school of fish. When you have a group of starfishes or sea stars, they're in fact also called a galaxy. To be able to identify the raptor, it is important to know the family it belongs to. Now, as we've mentioned, that at this center, they've got five resident raptors, and it's very important to know a little bit more about their characteristics. So, for example, eagles, they're large birds with long, broad wings and huge feet. Then you have the buzzard. They have robust bodies and broad wings and are good for hunting in open country. Then you also have the vultures. They have few or no feathers on their heads to help keep themselves clean. And then, as it's mentioned over here, the falcon, they've got long pointed wings and are incredibly swift in flight. Then you have the owls, who have usually bright eyes and fly almost silently due to the special structure of their feathers. Allow me to tell you a little bit more about the gem that we have here. The Ulbridi Natural Reserve, apart from its natural wonders, it also holds a place of extraordinary adventure. It is the Sharjah Safari. It is the largest African safari outside of that continent. It holds over 50,000 animals, featuring over 120 exotic as well as endangered species. The zone of the Niger Valley in the Sharjah Safari covers an area of 9 hectares, and it's a very spacious and a very favorable location for the elephants. And now we are headed towards the elephants. The elephants that you see at the Sharjah Safari, they're called the savanna elephants. They're the biggest and the largest of the 3 elephant species that are found on this planet. Here at the Sharjah Safari, we have 14 elephants. 2 are males and the rest are females. And to celebrate their conservation efforts here at the Sharjah Safari, they in fact also witnessed a birth of a new baby elephant, a female called Samra. And now we are here by these zebras that are located right behind us, really magnificent creatures. Like the human fingerprint, every zebra's stripe pattern is unique. There are numerous theories behind the purpose of zebra stripes. They might help individuals recognize one another or provide camouflage. Remember that most predators don't have color vision, so zebras don't stand out as much as they do to human eyes. Now, I've got a bit of a trivia question for you. Do you think a zebra is black in color with white stripes, or is it white in color with black stripes. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. The time's ticking. Well, the answer is in fact that a zebra is black in colour with white stripes. Even I had no clue. Interesting facts about lions is that a male lion can live for up to 12 years of age, and a female lion tends to live longer than a male lion. Now, we're very kindly joined by Abdullah Al-Harthi, who is our tour guide today. Thank you for joining us. And can you talk to us a little bit about the lions that are found here? How do you look after them, and when do you feed them?
Yeah, so we have here one male lion. His name is Bio. He's 7 years old. And we have two lioness. One is called Big Nala, she's 9 years old, and one is called Little Lana, she's around 7 years old.
And what about your staff? It must be very scary to look after them. How does it all work?
So our staff are working around the clock to make sure to provide health care and keep the lions well fed 24/7.
White and black rhinos are actually the same colour. Both species of African rhino have a grey skin colour. The moniker, white rhino, is believed to be a derived word from the Afrikaans term wide, which means wide, in reference to rhino's wide mouth. Now we're inside one of the clinical rooms of the Sharjah Safari to understand a little bit more about the health side of things. And we're very kindly joined by Dr. Shammar, who's a veterinarian here at the Sharjah Safari. So what happens if an animal gets sick? Do they book an appointment, or what happens? How does it all work?
It depends on the situation. We have emergencies, we have animals who have been monitored by their keepers. So in case of an emergency, of course, we take where their place, and then we prepare everything we need. We have everything ready to just grab and go. And for other cases, we just isolate the animal, take the history, and bring him here in the clinic, and then we treat them according to their symptoms.
And does it differ based on different animals? Let's say, for example, the lion, you go to the enclosure, do they come here? How does it all work?
For the lion, it's a very different procedure. We have to make a sheet of immobilization. We have to calculate the drugs that we need to immobilize the animals because they are dangerous, and we need to be very careful on how to deal with these types of animals. And then we see what the case is, and then we go from that.
The Environment and Protected Areas Authority, they've taken on an extensive mission of afforestation in many areas of the Emirates, particularly to maintain the biodiversity and protect the environmental treasures of the area. Their efforts are not hidden, and we can see that in many natural reserves scattered across the Emirates. And we will be checking out three of the most amazing natural reserves in the Emirate of Sharjah.
Green Oasis with Abdul Karim.
Green Oasis,
where every leaf tells us a story.
Green Oasis.
Want to see Green Oasis filmed on location? Head over to the Mariah app for the full experience.